You cannot set goals for other people because you can't control them. You can't set goals for your children. You can't set goals for your husband. You can't set goals for your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You can only set goals for you because you can control you. You can't control anybody else. Now, you can have a family goal by changing you, because when you change you, it changes everybody else. If you've acted a certain way and all of a sudden you've decided you're not going to act that way anymore, all of a sudden everybody else has to relate to you in a new way. The only way you can change other people is by changing yourself.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step by step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all, called the Life's Healing Choices Study Kit, an 8-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called The Growth Choice.
Every time you have a thought, an electrical current goes through the synapses of your brain. And you think that thought enough, it develops a rut in your mind, and you think, well, I could never do that. This marriage is never going to change. I'm never going to get married. On and on. And you get a rut in your mind because that same electrical stimulus goes across your brain and creates a mental rut, and you get stuck in that rut. And the only way to change that mental pattern is what the Bible says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you renew your mind? Put more positive content in than the negative. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Now, you got this negative here, and you're feeling down, discouraged, depressed, despaired, and you need to start putting the Word of God in your mind. What I did is I read through the scripture over and over, particularly Psalms, and I underlined it in modern translations, and I wrote them on little cards, and I carried those cards, little 3x5 cards, with me 24 hours a day, except, you know, obviously, well, not when I'm sleeping, but I put them in my jeans pocket. And when I get up in the morning, that entire year of depression, I'd pull those verses out and I'd read what God says about me, not what the world says. And I'd turn it over and I'd write a little prayer and I'd read that affirmation about, this is going to be a good day because the Bible says the Lord is with me, and on and on and on. And I'd pull them out several times a day, and I'd stop at stoplights and I'd pull them out and I'd read them. And when I was going to bed at night, the last thing I'd do is I'd read those cards. I kept them by my bedstand, and I did that. And over a year, what was I doing? I was transforming my mind. Now, every time you put a positive thought, the Word of God, on this side, the scale goes, and you got to get more on this side than on this side. Now, eventually, when you get enough truth in your mind, what God says about you, guess what? You're going to get to be like this. And when you get even, you don't feel happy, you feel blah. You feel neutral. You're not excited. You're just not depressed anymore. You're just in a neutral feeling. I don't feel any good. Then the more you put here, all of a sudden, you're changed. And all of a sudden, you get up and I'm ready to face the world. I'm ready to take on tomorrow. I'm ready to go after my dreams. All of a sudden, I'm getting new creativity again. I'm getting new thoughts about life. I'm thinking the rest of my life's going to be the best of my life. And I start getting filled with the hope and the faith and the love of God, because I'm building my mind on the Word of God. Until you do that, you're going to be stuck over here in the depressive side. How do I continue growing? I fix a daily time with God, and I fill my mind with Scripture. And that sets me free. Number three, third thing I have to do to keep on growing is focus on my goal, not my habit. Focus on my goal, not my habit. When I say habit, I'm talking about those habits, hurts, hang-ups, those sins, those weaknesses, the failures, the things in your life you don't like. What I'm saying is, if you want to grow, you have to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Why is this so important? Because God designed the universe with one of the laws of the universe is the law of attention. And the law of attention states that whatever you focus on, whatever gets your attention, attracts you. It pulls you. There is a natural pulling when you focus on something. Have you ever stood on a cliff or on a tall building and you looked over and all of a sudden you felt like you were being pulled over? You ever felt like that? That's the law of attraction. That's the law of attention. It's whatever gets your attention you tend to move toward. Well, obviously you don't move toward things that don't have your attention. So then you need to choose to make sure your attention is toward good things, not bad things. You got to change your mind. And when I was a little kid, my mom loved to make desserts. But you could never have dessert until after dinner. But she would make the dessert first and then start on dinner. And I can't tell you how many times I'd go into the kitchen and there was a hot apple pie. Man, let's just pause there for a minute. I could smell that hot apple pie. Okay, or some other kind of pie. Or cookies. When Kay makes cookies, oh man, that's the quickest way to get me out of my office. When Kay loves to make desserts, and man, I like to go down and watch her make desserts. And she's over there and she's making the batter for chocolate chip cookies. And I look over and I go, "What are you doing?" "I'm making cookies." "What are you doing?" "Watching." She knows I didn't come down to watch. I came down to stick my finger in and get a big gob of that chocolate cookie dough. I don't come to watch. It's like when I'm a little kid, mom has these hot cookies. I walk up to the, "What you doing, Ricky?" "I'm just watching, mom." "Right. I'm watching. It's kind of like I said, "I don't want to eat it. I 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 ate it." Whatever you resist, persist. And so whatever you want to change in your life, you don't focus on. What you focus on, you end up going toward. That's why I love Celebrate Recovery. Because Celebrate Recovery is a forward-looking growth process. So much of today's answers to getting over your hurts and hang-ups is looking at the past. And you could go to a counselor and spend 2-3 years just wallowing in your past. Moaning and moaning and mourning and just wallowing in your past. Friends, your past is past.
The second half of today's show is coming up next. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
We've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video sessions that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. Through making each of these choices, you will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future. One healing choice at a time. We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks.
Once again, here's Rick.
Whatever you resist, persist. And so whatever you want to change in your life, you don't focus on. What you focus on, you end up going toward. That's why I love Celebrate Recovery. Because Celebrate Recovery is a forward-looking growth process. So much of today's answers to getting over your hurts and hang-ups is looking at the past. And you could go to a counselor and spend 2-3 years just wallowing in your past, moaning and moaning and mourning and just wallowing in your past. Friends, your past is past. Your past influences you. Your past does not define you. You are not your past. It's over. What matters today is not your past. What matters today is what direction your feet are headed right now. I don't care what you've done, who you did it with, or how long you did it. That's not you. Now, Satan will tell it to you, but that's not the truth. You are the direction your feet are headed right now. So stop focusing on your past. It's over. It's not going to change. It's done. It's dead. It's over. And if you want to grow, you must focus on the future. Focus on what you want, not what you didn't want. I wish I hadn't had that happen to me and blah, 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 blah. It's the old way. It keeps you stuck in a rut. So what do? You focus on your goal, not your habit. In other words, this is why diets don't work. When you're on a diet, what do you focus on all the time? Food. You think far more about food on a diet than you do when you're off a diet. What happens? You're focused on, man, that would be good. It's like the guy who's smoking. One of these days, I'm going to give up smoking. Yeah, I know. These are coffin nails. One of these, I know it's bad for me. What are you doing? The whole time you're focusing on what you don't want. And that's keeping you stuck in a rut. You got to focus on something else. This is what Paul talks about in Philippians. Notice these verses. He says, I don't mean that I've already as God wants me to be. Well, duh. None of us are already as God wants us to be. I have not yet reached that goal. How many of you would agree with Paul? I have not yet reached that goal. Yeah. Okay. But, he says, there's the word again, I continue, you might circle continue, we're to continue connecting, continue in the word. We are to continue trying to reach the goal. I continue trying to reach it and make it mine. Christ wants me to do this, which is the reason he made me his. Now turn your outline over and notice the rest of this verse. The very next verse says this. No, I'm still not all I should be. And neither am I, or neither are you. But I am focusing all my energies. He's purpose-driven. Focusing all my energies on this one thing. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I strain to reach the end of the race. I want to get the gold medal. And receive the prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us up to heaven. He says, don't focus on what happened. Focus on what you want to happen. If you're always looking at your past, you're driving, looking in the rearview mirror. You're going to crash. So stop it. It's over. You want to finish the race? Fix a daily time with God. Fill your mind with God's word and focus on his goals for your life, his future for you, not your past. Now, I believe in setting goals. I've set them all my life. Why? Because goals are simply statements of faith. And the Bible says the just shall live by faith. The Bible says without faith it is impossible to please God. The Bible says whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The Bible says that it is faith, according to your faith it will be done unto you. God always operates in your life by faith. And a goal is a statement of faith. That's why you need goals in your life. A goal says, I believe God wants me to accomplish such and such by this date. If you don't have a date, it's not a goal. It's a wish, it's a dream, it's a desire. But wishes are a dime a dozen. They're worthless. The only thing that will change your life is setting a goal, not a wish, not a desire, not just a dream. You got to wake up from the dream and go to work. And you have to have a goal, and a goal has a deadline. In fact, a faith goal, according to your faith that will be done in you, has five characteristics. Write these down. This is what a faith goal is. F-A-I-T-H. A faith goal, F, stands for it's focused. It is focused. That means it is specific. It's not vague. It's not general. It's not just a desire, a whim, a wish. A faith goal is focused. You're very specific about it. And you say, I want to accomplish such and such by this date. Now, if you use the word more or less, it's not a focused goal. I want to be more kind. I want to weigh less. That's not a goal. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be less angry, less impatient. I want to exaggerate less. How are you going to measure that? You can't. It's got to be very specific. So don't use more and less. That's too vague. A stands for attainable. A faith goal is attainable. If you set an unrealistic goal, it's just going to discourage you. If you say, you know, I'm going to pray 3 hours a day, you'll make that one day, maybe. And an unattainable goal, don't ever set an unattainable goal. It's worthless. Set one that stretches you, but you think in faith you can accomplish with God's help. An attainable goal is possible. It's practical. You say, well, I know I could do this. And you set a goal and you ask God to help you in that goal. I stands for individual. A faith goal is an individual goal. That means it's personal. You cannot set goals for other people because you can't control them. You can't set goals for your children. You can't set goals for your husband. You can't set goals for your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You can only set goals for you because you can control you. You can't control anybody else. Now, you can have a family goal by changing you, because when you change you, it changes everybody else. If you've acted a certain way and all of a sudden you've decided you're not going to act that way anymore, all of a sudden everybody else has to relate to you in a new way. The only way you can change other people is by changing yourself. But you set an individual goal, not we need to do this, it's I need to do this. T stands for trackable. A faith goal is trackable. That means you can measure it. It's verifiable. You set a date and you say, okay, by November 30th, I will have accomplished this. And by December 30th, I will have accomplished this. And by January 30th, I will have accomplished this. And on and on and on. You set a date and it's trackable and you can measure it. And then H in faith stands for heartfelt. Heartfelt. It's got to be heartfelt. If you don't feel it, don't set it. You see, a passionless goal you'll never reach. Nothing is accomplished without passion. If you're not passionate about the goal, wait until you get passionate about it. If you don't have a deep desire to do it, don't set it. You're not going to accomplish it. Now, I want to encourage you to set one goal today, one spiritual goal in your life. And set it, and let's just say you're going to do it by Christmas. Maybe your goal is to have a quiet time every day between now and Christmas. That is all these things. It's a F-A-I-T-H goal. I'm going to have a quiet time with God, and maybe 5 minutes a day. I'm going to go out and sit down in the backyard, and I'm going to say, God, is there anything you want to say to me today? And I'll be quiet for a minute, and I'll talk to him in prayer, and I'll read his word and let him talk to me. And just say, that's a measurable goal. Now, let me explain to you that growth, spiritual growth, is not an unbroken string of successes. It's not just like this. Nobody grows like this. Nobody goes through life with an unbroken string of successes, with no struggles, no suffering, and no sin. It just doesn't happen. Growth is a curvy road. The road to recovery is jagged. The road to recovery is a lot of twists and turns. The road to health, to wholeness, to spiritual maturity often means 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. Relapse is a part of the process. So don't beat yourself up. Now let me tell you this. Whatever your common area of weakness, you're probably going to struggle with it the rest of your life. That doesn't mean you're not going to have victory over it. Oh, you can. It's very possible to have victory over it. But you're still going to be tempted. There is an unlikely chance that you will never not be tempted.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, we've hurt others, and as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
We've all made poor choices in life, and we've all been infected by the poor choices we've made and others have made. It means every one of us has developed unhealthy patterns in our lives, and as a result, we all get hurt, we all have habits, and we all have hang-ups that mess up our lives, and we need to deal with these. You know, it's easy to assume that you'll never be able to change or heal from the past patterns in our lives, but Jesus offers us the hope that we need to change. He offers us hope for a second chance and hope to renew our lives. That's why I created Life's Healing Choices Study Kit. You can use it either by yourself or, even better, get a couple friends and study it together in a small group. This study kit is based on the Beatitudes, where Jesus teaches you how to make choices every day that will help you build a healthy foundation for real change in your life. Now, I'd like to send you this Life's Healing Choices study kit as a thank you when you give a gift financially to support Daily Hope Ministry and this broadcast around the world. Now, the study kit includes my 8-session teaching DVD, and a workbook that can be used either, as I said, by yourself, or you can do it as a small group study. And I really would encourage you to get a couple friends and do the study together. We always grow more in community with other people. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for supporting Daily Hope. You know that we are 100% listener-supported ministry. We don't have any big donor out there. It's your generosity that makes it possible for me to record and produce these messages and give them out all around the world, trying to help people with the hope we need for change. Thanks for listening today, and thanks for supporting us financially.
Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.